I envy of those pretty goats up there.
You let my goat, you want them?
No, I don't want any. But I said they could jump over the moon.
They could. They'll eat everything you own. They're driving us crazy. But they are nice.
I may want to borrow one to put down here in the hog pasture, if there's no hogs, and eat up all the undergrowth down there.
Won't work.
Won't.
That would be out of that pasture like this and up at your house. Mm-hmm. Eating every plant
eating
you have.
Your flowers.
Yeah, I know how they are.
Pulling everything up, pulling tobacco up by the roots.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you. I'll see you Sunday.
All right. Were you raised on a farm, Ellen?
No, I wasn't. I'm a city girl myself.
And what are you majoring in down there?
In linguistics.
That's interesting. I like linguistics, but I'm not. I haven't had any courses in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I always start off in indigenous Western civilization, the origin of languages. You know, the Indo-European mm-hmm. languages, mm-hmm. and how the English Anglo-Saxon was derived. You know, from Old Germanic and that sort of thing. And Celtic. I call it Celtic. Some people say Celtic and Greek and Latin and Sanskrit and Slavic.
Mm-hmm.
But this boy here, this from Bulgaria, we've been talking about it, and I can see some resemblance between sounds in Bulgarian and in German.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some things, the more commonplace words like mother and daddy and son and daughter and brother and sister, things like that.
The consonants are often the
uh-huh,
same.
Yes, uh-huh. He just doesn't know much. Doesn't know much mm-hmm, English. Mm-hmm. But well, I think linguistics. We had just a national authority at Chapel Hill, Urban T. Holmes, mm-hmm. when I was there, and when I was teaching Western Civilization College, he came and spent the day there, and he came to my class
mm-hmm.
and talked about it, and it was just perfectly fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now what will you go into teaching it or what?
Mm-hmm. I hope so. Mm-hmm.
Teaching linguistics.
Teaching and doing research. You would, I'm sure, be interested in this project that I was just telling Chris. I'm doing a comparison to some records that were collected between 1935 and 1950.
Mm-hmm.
They went all up and down the eastern seaboard. Well, actually, they started in the 1920s in New England mm-hmm. On different American dialects. And, of course, the eastern part of the country is the most important because uh-huh. from there
I've noticed it. Right here in North Carolina, we have different dialects.
Mm-hmm.
My son-in-law is a Marshallburg down on the coast, and they have that Outer Bank accent.
Mm-hmm.
But my son-in-law doesn't have it, but his brothers did. It's just brothers and mother and father. But he went to college and I already got out of it. I don't know. And, of course, we have relatives in Charleston, South Carolina, and they talk it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I notice even in Charleston, upper Charleston, around the naval base and the new parts, they're talking something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're talking something else. Mm-hmm. And even in this county, we can tell, see, this section through here was an old slaveholding section, and people had a little better formal education than they did in the northern part of this county where there were no slaves. And we can tell that a whiny accent that they have up there. I was personal that I could tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking at how things have changed. Of course, I'm looking at mostly the vocabulary, you know, different terms
yes,
people have. But,
we brought up words today that I hadn't thought of in a good long time.
Mm-hmm.
We always said aunt and uncle, you know, but our relatives in Charleston and in Virginia said aunt.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Aunt and uncle.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about community events where people would get together and maybe dance or have music?
Well, a long time ago here now, I'm Episcopalian, and Episcopalians would dance. And Universalist